I'm going to rely on your friend. This with a reading of the past. And I have a special. What is it? Yeah, but yeah, so there has been a practice that the competition in terms of who check in the past sometimes it can excuse the practice. You have different characters from opposition practice. Now, I think that's a healthy thing if we take the idea of a multi-party system system. Because me, opposition party chairing the committee, does not mean that the representation in terms of votes in that committee position. It doesn't. I mean, if the presiding officer of a house on a specific day is a member of the opposition, it didn't still diminish the fact that you've got 60%. So I wanted to make a proposal in the interest of multi-democracy, that 1 in 10 committees. So if you've got in overall, let's say in overall you've got 8 committees in terms of section 1 to 1. Overall, you've got 10 committees. Maybe that is true of ad hoc. But of the 10 committees, you've got, let's say you've got 8. It means 3 committees must be chaired by members of the opposition. That is the rule of the rule. So, let's say that an inclusion would be 1, 2, 1, 4. To add 4, we say, chairpersons of committees may not you'll see how you phrase it, but what we have here is a system where of 1 in 10 of the committee, of the standing committee of parliament, is chaired by a member of the opposition. Which means that rule will hold in the first meeting of the committee, in the first meeting of a specific standing committee, members of the ruling party don't avail themselves. And then it becomes which opposition member is going to chair it. It's not also automatic that it will be the largest opposition or the second largest or something. Now, you have to make a provision, and that's the final thing. The provision is that as to which committee now will be chaired by members of the opposition can be a decision of the ruling party. You don't subject it to any committee. You leave it open because after the ANC decides how many portfolio committees it would have on the basis of cabinet announcements, it will then sit down and say, we are within the definition of the 80 committees in total. We are within the definition of 3. chaired by members of the opposition. And we go into those opposition, into those committees, and it's elect. You get what I mean? So, one in every ten. So if there are, of course, if there is an odd number, like 34, it will still be 3. I think it's 10. It's 40, then the fourth committee. You know what I mean? Yeah. Good.
I like to support the fact that the opposition should chair some of the committees. We have seen the convention and so far, always was chaired by opposition. Now, yesterday we heard example of the system and we had examples of Uganda. Now, Mozambique, I would like the case that we should be looked at. Mozambique has a situation where the opposition party gets to chair a meeting, or gets to chair a committee, and in some cases, we also have the vice chairperson of the And I think it is something that one needs to look at this mandate and look at it and look at case studies of other parliaments. As my colleague actually said, it's not about the vote on the particular issue. It's about allowing space for the opposition to also be chairperson and participate in the so-called democracy or multi-party democracy that we are saying exists in this country. So I would like for some work to be done on this and perhaps to come back with us to show us in each country what this work will be done this work and let's talk about that. While I'm on the floor, I just want to say, where does it come in where a meeting is a closed meeting or not a closed meeting? Is it in the under what circumstances the meeting becomes closed? I'm still coming to that.
All parties,
family, even though our community area came for the political decision. So it's a reasonable question. I mean, I think what Cordell is not, because of the blue issue, you know, it's like, with all the things that we've been together, it's easier than the instant and flexible of our partners, you know, how we should do that. We don't think that we're going to be in a balance with that party, you know, what we do. And we understand that how we speak now, right, that issue A, issue A, issue B, or other, what we can do under any other system. So that the compassion, we can so express our work. And the problem of the whole society. I'm not the other hand that have a problem. Whatever comes to us, we want to present to society. And I think we should do that. So let's put it in a good context so that we are able to see it over and be together. As I indicated earlier, we represent the public in the US. We need to go back to what the people of our country are doing to them. The feeling of the
Thank you. the question of power for me, the question, in fact, of management of present democracy. Yes. Imagine if we had one of the members of the DA as a president, and then we are debating and they are presiding over. I'm giving a hypothetical example, and the president has come for question and answer. It inspires confidence that where that member of the committee is saying, honorable member, you are also for the sit down. You don't think that I'm again. You get what I mean? That is how confident it should be. That no one is ever going to see your 62% in parliament, no matter what it is. It can never be stolen, but you are building systems in ways that allow you to actually effectively use your majority. Without question, with absolute legitimacy. And I think you can check it will give you, because you are participating when you are a candidate. You are not voting. But when you do God, you can do that. We're ready to take a decision openly, and this is the decision we want. So I'm saying that more than that, it's precisely as so that inclusivity is about the very management of the multi-party democracy. Now I'd like to conclude on that discussion by maybe what we can do is we'll write it down. I don't know if that's what you recommend. And then we'll give it to the secretary, and we'll especially ensure that in the next meeting, members they will hopefully consult it all, and they will use that. And that, this is the argument. There's no better way to start an inclusiveness in your state of the examples of other countries. But you don't need other countries to demonstrate that it works, because you've been doing out of the policy. But if you make the rules, you are actually, it helps all of us. It helps all of us, not to see the 62% or anything, but to say, look, you're part of the discussion, and we take the fact that you're part of the territory. For me, it's not necessarily the CSF. Like, a deciding officer who is not part of an ANC caucus, sometimes I'm able to debate an ANC member in front of such a exercising of the IAC and the much more level ground. Because that person doesn't know what the focus of the shape is there and regulate the interest of the group. And so it says, no, but what is the opposition? Blah, 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 blah. It doesn't mean there won't be open shepherds from the opposition. There might still be open shepherds, just like the Armenian shepherds within the ANC, who are able to actually build consensus amongst members and so on and so forth in very creative. But I think it will be a good step forward for our democracy. Thank you.
Thank you. Jefferson.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Hello.
Just a suggestion, if you want to form a country in advance, you look at section 57, sub 2 of the Constitution. And one can use that kind of language rather than talking about 10% or 1%.
Generally, the foreign cabinet that are involved for the countries that have passed this recommendation done. It's correct that it would not be the first time that's properly prepared by the opposition the ones when this need was shared is proper, not the one. Not one percent. And they were put in both, they're not really attending the opposition, so they're in the community. And then,
I'm looking into this next time. That's very interesting.
And my hearing that you're going to prepare something in writing, which you're going to establish an option to my rules.
I would actually be much more comfortable if it was prepared by yourself. Yeah, because my gain unnecessarily in the conversation of the subcommittee. To prepare something, we'll look at it. I don't mind if you prepare.
Motivation is far more convincing from you than from the other.
Thank you.
I'm an advocate, and as an advocate, we understand this most of the time better than Noah. What we desire psychologically to rise to the level and the non-level to become the best. Even though it is vexing white man, the best of Europe speak better English than the Queen. Because I can greet you much better.
I thought that the
Because the rules can be now identified as a senior and history.
in that report that information will give us.
Some of these laws, when you say official, you then automatically produce into the department of our check. Yeah, so you can't just say,
I think it's good. Especially very much in the old committee. I think even one step for the house can continue. Yeah, especially if you're here,
quarterly committee general. Quarterly committee, I think we've almost lose the representative forum. Almost. Open and take a decision. I thought we're saying that it's the rules committee. I don't know if it's the rules committee. I think that was the point of the team. I don't know whether it's super or not now. But I think we could take the one set one of the ISC. It wouldn't cause any problems.
Obviously, that is an instrument in the finalization of it, but it is not in terms of the one purpose. Secondly, I hear what the IRC is saying, but I was just wondering if we should not be mindful that supported by the chairman upon a request of a third on that. Because you see, you can't have more than one person responsible for it. So it could be that there could be a request and then it could be scheduled. But the issue is obvious. You can't just be a third of the members who can call it.
Because it's dangerous that you have certain members calling meetings all the time, and then you have them just basically running the program of the committee as opposed to you know, the leadership of the committee. So I think that the significance of the protester, and of course the chairperson is coming to the meeting, however, you don't have to win protest, it's just like the best situation, that such a rule being abused, hypothetically.
Just to respond, so it would be something like that concrete caution is a check, so it couldn't be abused. But the political minority, still, the substantive minority, still have, say that the first issue is we need to call a meeting and have that happen.
Okay. I'm giving you the platform.
I would have liked to hear what you were saying.
No.
Okay. You see, that I was always asking about the administration. If you think that would be the thing. If it's like an appeal, if it's any support to your complaint, then those responses will be. Opposition can call it. But you are not putting that in. That's why I when I think the social partition, I think that consciously you can come out of your heart because that is why we want that to be such a problem. And based on the apply our minds. And I would recommend that. But if we have a lot of understanding of things, so when people come to me, I am free from where I can know when I come to Parliament commission, so I come to the rest in chair committee and the committee of the chair committee to think. But you don't want to write that in that nobody knows what one intention. And then we let our process be for the doctors.
Okay. No, but I think what we can do now is to allow them to answer the truth. I don't know. There will be no harm there, but don't forget that I'm not crossing the rule for your 60 members now. This rule must live for the next 8 years. We may find a situation where a chairperson of the committee doesn't call me in the phone. Sometimes the very agent, if one team members want to discuss in the committee, they must be able to say, sir, please call them before the committee agent. That's the one that the proper agent must have the agent question that they're putting forth. I think it will be some decision of course, it's not abuse, but also a decision will be taken by majority of the committee. I think we must take it seriously, the issues in the item, that's why. And then help the chair, of course, must act against abuse. And of course, the answer is no. It must be the majority of members who are still going to decide not to go to that ministry and the country. and in citizens that they have not there to work in the ANC class. The program is a majority party for the ANC at the moment. That I am not about time, I think we should do that. I don't think we should. They have to give you to give us some interview. I think we should consider it for about it. That's something you think. They were wondered of numbers and clauses and our time.
It's not that you can't be
allows us to take you that we are a successful committee. So the group people are doing the management, they are raising a committee. I'm not the consequence of people are going to come. I mean, I can tell how many people come in, but it's a good thing. That's what the relation has. I mean, the first one, we will make a deep consequence of the whole committee. And the public team that is your application. And I'm going to say, let's deal with this matter as well.
Some of the other ratings from practice experience where there are some of the public that have very good attendance, other companies have poor attendance. We do raise you from the position of achievement where you try and be poor citizen. So the issue is, if you have a rule that says that it does work, must be intended to support the economy. Will that rule encourage attendance? A highly separate rule, will you care to attend? By virtue of simply having a rule? Or is it a question of political will? You can have as many rules as you like, there's nothing to tell you. But that's the point of it, right? So.
and the members have to sometimes system from these I don't, we don't have any authority as to that. We can't pass any resolution that could be binding. We can differentiate only where a committee, even the rules committee, does not have as the authority to find the resolution. So ultimately, the house is the county issue which has got to be in context. I would love to hear what
on the day we want to vote on the service.